8. Craig y Fron, The Caves. Welcome to Craig y Fron, locally known as The Caves. The stone from this former quarry was used to build many of Bala's structures, including Bala College. Geologically, the caves are carved from tuff, a rock formed from compacted volcanic ash, which speaks to the area's fiery origins over 400 million years ago. The tuff layer sits between mudstone above and siltstone below. If you look closely at the mudstone ceiling, you'll notice ripple marks, a sign that this rock formed underwater millions of years ago. Beyond the quarry, Bala's surrounding landscape tells a story of farming. For generations, the valleys and hills have been shaped by pastoral traditions, with sheep farming at the heart. The rugged uplands, lush grasslands and generous rainfall make this terrain perfectly suited to this enduring way of life. History also runs deep here. Nearby, at the southwestern end of the lake, lies the remains of Caer Gai, a Roman auxiliary fort that served as a strategic outpost along vital trade and military routes at the end of the first century. Adding to the mystique, some legends link this region to King Arthur, suggesting that battles tied to the legendary figure were fought near these hills. While such tales remain speculative, they add a fascinating mythological layer to Bala's already rich heritage.
Keep following the waymarkers, keeping the fence line on your right. When you reach the road ahead, you have two choices. To finish the Bramble Ramble Trail, turn left. It's a gentle kilometre and a half stroll back to Bala Lake, which will take around 20 minutes. Along the way, you can enjoy audio point 14, finishing on point 15 at the lake foreshore. Or, if you're up for more adventure, turn right to continue along the Red Kite Hike Trail for an additional 4 kilometres. This section will take around an hour and a half, taking you across moorland and through peaceful woodland. Just be careful when crossing the moorland, as some spots can get quite boggy. Waterproof boots are advised, especially during the wet winter months. Keep following the road until you reach the Bridleway signpost. Turn left, and the next audio point will start at the Standing Deadwood Tree.